morning. It is April 2nd, and this is our Wolfpack Live. I'm Mr. Cooper here with the boys volleyball team. Today here with Coach Nguyen and his boys. Coach Nguyen, we're gonna talk to the fellas in a couple moments, but I know you were excited to get in here, excited to get your team exposure like a good coach does. Coach Nguyen, you guys are off to a 3-0 start with boys volleyball. Tell me about this year and how things are going. I know the record speaks for itself, but tell me how things are going this year and how things might be different.
I just want to say thank you for having, you know, I mean, us on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
So this season, it's a little bit different because we have, I don't really try to go into a season with a big expectation, but you could feel it, you know, because we have a lot of talent on our team.
Yes.
Everyone been playing really well. The record speak for itself. And we want to continue that success, you know what I mean, to a great start here. So we want to continue that onward.
Go ahead. Now you have yourself a big game coming up tomorrow. And tell us the magnitude of this game. The game's against Holy Redeemer. Now, is this home or away, by the way?
We'll be here, home.
We'll be here. So tell us about the magnitude of this game and also why we should come out as a Wolfpack and check this out.
Our school have never once, you know, beat Redeemer since we started. Yeah, they always a big team in our conference, in our league. So it's a big game for us for sure, but we want to treat it like any other game. You know what I mean? Just like any other game that we play. I know that we haven't beat them, but with our success and how we've been practicing, we're ready. I'm very confident that we're ready for them.
Now, how do you match up against them? What do you need to do correctly to beat a team like a Holy Redeemer that I know is always, you know, there at the end in districts, you know, sometimes, you know, going even further? Tell me what needs to happen on both ends.
So they're very well coached. I mean, Kaplik been there for 20 plus years, the head coach there. So he knows an in and out about the sport. They're generally big on up front. They're big outside hitter. They're big middle. So they're gonna try to play a lot on the net. You know what I mean? They're gonna try to play very aggressively on the net. So we've been prepared for them for that. And I think our defense have been the best ever. You know, with the coveraging, with the communication, we got a lot better since last year.
So. Now I'm looking at your team, and I believe we have two basketball players in soccer. And soccer. So you're dealing with athleticism, which isn't always easy to get as a volleyball coach. How did you end up getting that?
Well, the good thing was, so since I took over last year, they already have been here. So they've been playing for, a year or two under Coach Day. So I was very grateful of inheriting that team. They were scrappy, you know, but with all the practice that we put in, learning a lot about the fundamental, about the system. So now I think we're almost complete. I wouldn't say we're complete yet, you know, because there's always work to be done, but we're getting there for sure.
Awesome, awesome. Jordani, tell me about your position that you play. And as Vince destroys the mic, now tell me about the position that you play and what it's like playing this sport.
I mean, I really, mostly my friends got me into it. Susan, yo, they're like, we used to play at Kirby with family. We used to go to the JCC and everything like that. So they seen that I was very tall and could use me. So I just decided to play because it was very fun. And me, every single time I'm winning, I like to win. So I came into the sport.
Absolutely. Now, tell me about the team aspect and communication in volleyball. Tell me how important that is.
Well, that's very important. Mentally, this game is all a mental sport. Like Coach says, it's all about mistakes. Every time you make a mistake, just get back to the court. And that's why we got Joaquin, too. He brings a lot of energy to the team.
All right, so Joaquin, you bring a lot of energy. Tell me about the position you play.
Well, I play all around, but I'm mostly an outside hitter. I was a setter up until last year because I felt like that wasn't my position and somebody else could do it better than me. So I moved on, like all around.
So that being said, listen, we had the chess club in here the other day, right? And the goal was to explain the game of chess so that our listeners can actually understand it a little more. Maybe not everybody understands the different positions within volleyball. So you mentioned outside, you mentioned, you know, setter. Tell me about what each one has as a responsibility. Tell me about what your responsibility is now, and I'm going to get to Vince.
My responsibility as a hitter is to kill the ball and score some points.
Kill the ball, score some points. All right. Setter, tell me about that position.
Setter is like the quarterback of the team because they handle the ball, they get the ball to the player, and they like essentially lead the team.
So how many hits are you allowed, or touches are you allowed, before hitting it over to the other side?
We are allowed 3 touches on the ball before we have to get it over on the other side.
Now, I'm going to ask this, Vince, and I don't know if you could answer this. Now, I watched some Olympic volleyball, watched some men's, watched some women's, you know, on ESPN Plus, which is always, you know, got a game on or something. Mm-hmm. Crazy women's Nebraska filling up stadiums. And you see a lot of movement. You see sometimes, you know, it seems like a set and you got 2 people jumping and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How are you coached that? What is the purpose of that? Tell me about what looks like mayhem and chaos and what's actually going on there.
I feel like it would be more of a decoy. So mm-hmm. it would like trick out the players from blocking. So if I jump and he's about to hit it, I know I'm not going to hit it. You jump anyways because it fell for the bait. It's like leaving out a bait. So they jump at it. Mm-hmm. And it leaves him open. So you only got to go like 1 guy instead of 2.
So am I correct in assuming that that last one, that last ball, yeah. right, before it goes over, it's set up by the setter?
Yeah.
So that's you, Joaquin.
No, I used to be a setter.
You used to be that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do we have a setter here today?
Yeah. No, we do not.
Okay, Julio. Julio's our setter. So then here's my question, Coach. Julio is about to set. How do they know who's going to be getting that ball?
So our system is run based on timing and based on, you know, everything that we practice on. So everything that we does is, like, these boys haven't got a lot better since last year. So now we start implement a lot of plays, a lot of, like Vinny said, decoys. So, I mean, that doesn't work out to 100% like we wanted to sometimes, but you know, when it works out, it looks beautiful. So it's just based on their readiness, ready for the ball, and when the play is called by our setter. So everyone is expected, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But a lot of time is based on improvised too, because not every pass is going to be perfect every time. Not every set is going to be perfect every time. So plays will be run, but it's just based on if we're going to be executed.
Okay. Now, if we have a bigger team, right, what are some of our bigger teams, Jordani, in the league where size is an issue?
The real issue is Blue Ridge.
Okay.
You can't stop him. Like Connor Crank, you might know him. He plays basketball too.
Yes.
He got very, very good bounce. Del Val.
Okay, Del Val's always up there, right? And there, if I'm not mistaken, who you would have to contend with in your division?
Yeah, they have a Division I player on the team. But like I said, you know what I mean? We took a set from them in district. We know what they got. But I don't know if they're ready for us. That's the thing. I know we might be talking ahead of ourselves. But these boys been putting a lot of work in since even the end of last year. We have been in the gym. We've been at, you know what I mean, doing club during the off season. So instead of have that rustiness in the past, like, you know what I mean, first 3 games, we're pretty much looking like prime midseason.
So then my next question to you, Coach Nguyen, is I know, I mean, your better teams are going to be the ones that are together longer, right?
Yes.
Where the communication goes on. How beneficial would a feeder program be, and how possible is it?
I mean, I think it's very possible because right now I think they just started a middle school team last year. And we got a couple of JV players that came from that so far, like a couple 9th grader that came up that had like a little bit of experience. So I think it's very important to have a middle school team or a feeder team. That way they could learn the basic and the fundamental. And once they come up to the varsity, You know what I mean? Now we could teach a more advanced level skill.
Absolutely. Now, the AAU scene, how possible is it for our guys, and are any of our guys involved in AAU volleyball?
Yes. So, yeah, so that's why we've been, you know what I mean, consistently, we've been pretty good. Reason to that is because of the AAU. Since the end of last year, I told them, you know what I mean, bigger expectation this year, you know, we got a chance to go district final. So we got a really good chance of winning it this year because of all the pieces that are coming back. But to do that, we have to play club volleyball. And they bought into it. We went through a season. It was a pretty long season, but that helped us tremendously so far. And I think they grasp of the game more from the better competition within the AAU scene, and that benefited us a lot.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we got this Redeemer game coming up. Jordani, does Holy Redeemer have us on their radar?
Oh, yeah. We went to Abington Heights. We had a game at Abington Heights. We defeated them 3-0. Mm-hmm. It was a good win for us team because we played them last year. We came from... The 3-2?
Yeah, we came back after the 2-2 set down to them.
Yeah.
And we came back and we reversed.
So, yeah, their coaches were there. A couple coaches were there from Holy Redeemer watching us. I think they stayed the whole game. Yeah, they were there. They were definitely on their radar. I know they're kind of scared to play us, but they're not going to act like it. You know, they're really – they like to be cocky. So it's okay.
So is there any talk going on Snapchat or Instagram?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole lot of smack going on.
Really? Really?
Yeah, that's why I'm really excited for the game because I get really hyped. I get really excited.
Now, do you have some friends over there?
Yeah, I do have a couple friends from Holy Redeemer. So we're like, all right, let's go. You want to play? Let's play.
And what are they saying over there?
I don't know if you want to know the specifics, but they're
now,
like,
you know, I don't mind specifics just as long as it's not graphic.
Well, they're telling us they could shut us down real quick.
They said that they could shut you down real quick. So,
yeah. So
they're, I'm looking at their results now. They come off with a 3-0 win against North Pocono. Now, North Pocono is a fairly tough team. Or did they lose people? Did they lose or?
North Pocono, I mean, years recently, they haven't really been that competitively with the change of a lot of coaches. But, I mean, you know, we're going to let the team talk the talk. We usually do the walk in, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, it seems in your division, 3A, right? We got a 2A, 3A system. In 3A, you're ahead of the pack. You're 2-0, or 3-0, sorry. We got Abington Heights, you know, a game behind you, but you've already beaten them, which is huge. And to have, you know, an early game like that and to get that off the schedule, I mean, you definitely got to be feeling like you're rolling. You know, it seems like you guys are leading the pack there. Tell me, any of us, you know, I'm going to defer to the players here. What are our goals this year? Because, you know, obviously coach knows what the goals are, but obviously I want to see what's been communicated to you. What are our goals? And we don't want to get ourselves in trouble, you know, with talking too much, but let me start with whoever wants to take that. Where do we see us saying, hey, this was a successful season?
Okay, well, we've been together for freshman year and some from sophomore year, so we feel like we could do a lot. And we went to the last round of districts last year, and we took a set off of Del Valle, as mentioned. So we feel like pretty good
about
this
year. And I was injured.
Yeah, we feel pretty good about this year. We want to make it to state. That's our goal. And we all know that we could do it because we've played with each other. We know how we play. We know how we react. I feel really strongly.
Now, Coach Day supporting outside the windows with his Wolfpack volleyball. Now, I am going to talk Del Valle real quick because it seems like that's the one. That's who you have to beat to get where you need to. Now, they're starting off 0-2. However, they're playing the Allentown region. They're playing Emmaus. They're playing Liberty. You know, sometimes it's really hard, whatever sport it is, for Wilkes-Barre to get over the hump of Allentown District. I want to say District 11. It's really hard in any sport. You know, we win districts, we do whatever, but we can't get past them. We can't get past Del Valle sometimes, right? So obviously it's one step at a time and you want to take down Del Valle. Now, I noticed you have a very interesting team on your schedule, Lower Marion. That might sound, you know, familiar to some basketball fans. But you have Lower Marion. Coach Nguyen, please tell me about scheduling them, what that took, and why that's on the schedule.
So honestly, that was a funny story. So the day that I scheduled Lower Marion was the day of, you know, 4-year anniversary of Kobe Bryant passing. Wow. I was just trying to get a team in, you know what I mean? Try to get a different competition. And it was on the same day, the AD picked up, you know what I mean? He's more than welcome to have us come down. And also, it's just not just playing a different competition. I want the boys to go down there because Kobe is a, you know what I mean? He's a legend.
Yeah.
You know, you see a lot of story about him. And so I want to bring the boys down there to see where legends are made. Right? The gym that created Kobe or Kobe built, right?
Right.
So I want them to experience that, you know what I mean? To know where Kobe was from, and, you know, maybe inspire them a little bit, you know what I mean? Throughout the season. So that was a big thing that we got to pick Lower Marion on our schedule.
So was that your idea? You say, hey,
I'll take that. Yes.
Listen, that's pretty awesome because I'll tell you what, as you may or may not know, I do coach tennis over at Wyoming Seminary. So I got boys and girls and, I coached here for a little and then made the jump over there. And when you want to take that next step, you have to schedule out of your district. You have to schedule tougher talent, and that helped us be successful. And I got to tell you, you know, kids, it's really special when, you know, your coach is taking those steps, because Coach Nguyen, not all coaches do that. Not all coaches say, I'm going to make that sacrifice. I'm going to make that drive down. We're going to go down there. We're going to make that happen. That's really a meaningful thing that you're doing, and it's going to be a great experience for all of you guys, you know, and not just, you know, from the volleyball experience, but listen, that's not just a field trip. That's like hands-on learning there and seeing different things and history. I got to applaud you for that. And that you're going to create a memory for this team and yourself and everyone. And I just think you guys are taking some great steps here with Wilkes-Barre volleyball. And I think you guys are going to have that very successful season. You just got to keep working together. You got to keep growing. It's a long season, right, Coach?
Absolutely, yes. We have about, what, I think another 18 games on schedule. We have a hosting a tournament here in a couple weeks. So there's still a long way to go. But I want to keep their, you know, I mean, mindset where it's one game at a time. One point at a time, one set at a time, right?
Now, Coach, I like to have some fun here sometimes with different teams. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go each kid, all right, each player, and you are going to tell me real quick, and besides Wilkes-Barre area, all right? You can't say Wilkes-Barre area, all right? Your favorite place to play as far as gym and your least favorite place and why. We're going to start with you, Joaquin, okay? Joaquin, your favorite and least, and tell me why.
Favorite place to play at is North Pocono because their gym is so big and it's like, it looks like a real good stadium and you could just go crazy in there. Like, I feel like I'm on the top of the world because everybody's watching me.
And do they show up? A lot of people
show up? Yeah, a lot of people do show up.
Nice, nice. Least favorite?
Least favorite is probably Abington Heights because their ceiling is so low and the gym is so small and it just, it messes us up.
How about you, Jordani?
Favorite place was probably Doc when we went up there.
Doc?
Yeah.
Doc Mennonite?
Yep.
Where is that?
Where was it at, Coach?
It was outside Philadelphia.
Okay, Doc Mennonite's outside Philadelphia. All right, okay.
Yeah, it was kind of a dark gym, but it was huge.
Really?
It reminded me of like JR kind of.
Okay, all right.
So it was there, and then my least favorite, probably Crestwood, to be honest. It's too tight in there.
Too tight, yeah.
And then we're in the basement. Even in the top gym, it's too tight. Both of the gyms are too small.
All right. Vince, favorite and least?
Probably my favorite.
Ugh.
I don't really have a favorite or least, but probably least.
Least.
Least, I'll do least.
Tell me.
Who had that low ceiling? Like really low
Abington?
Ceiling. Nah, it was low after like.
Or the one that we just played, Mountain View?
Ah, Mountain View. Yeah, that one.
Mountain View. Okay. Now that's a trip, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's a trip up there too. So you have Mountain View and Blue Ridge, huh? So those are some far trips. Coach, what's your favorite place that you have, gone to?
Beside Wilkes-Barre area, because we have a great gym here, great facility. My favorite place to play in, honestly, is North Pocono. Reason is because that's the district final.
Mm-hmm.
And to make it there, you made it, right? So that's my favorite place for them to play in. Big gym, big space, a lot of room to play in.
Mm-hmm.
At least, I'm honestly.
You don't have to say anything. Yeah, we won't get you in trouble.
I don't think I have.
You're fine. You love every place you go to,
yes.
And every coach. So last thing, I'm going to leave it up to you, coach. All right. Last thing is, we have our game. I want you to tell me the who, what, where, when, why of Holy Redeemer coming up, and us getting out there to support the team. What time is it start, and what can we expect?
Yes. So we're playing Holy Redeemer tomorrow. Our JV game will start at 4:30, and varsity game will start right after. I would like to have, everyone to come out to the game. We want to pack the gym as much as possible. It's a very big game. Reason is because, like I said, we haven't beat them yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been the powerhouse. They are a big powerhouse in our conference, in our district for the last, honestly, 20-plus year. We know the magnitude of the game, but I just hope, these boys stay mentally tough, because they will talk their smack.
Yep.
But I want them to stay, mentally tough, so then they'll be ready for the challenge.
Absolutely. And as we know, it's a long season, win or lose, right? So we got a long way to go. I got to say again, guys, it's great having you. Everybody, get out there tomorrow, 4:30 JV with the varsity matchup against Holy Redeemer to follow in our gym. If you haven't seen the volleyball game yet, get out there. You're going to see some really good action out there. Open your eyes and see what we got going on here with the Wolfpack volleyball team. Jordani, Vince, Joaquin, and Coach Nguyen. Thanks so much for coming out. We appreciate having you, and you're welcome here anytime. So again, I'm Mr. Cooper. Thanks for listening to Wolfpack Live today and the boys volleyball. Have a great week.